We know there are many Americans who are hesitant to take the vaccine for a variety of different reasons. And it's important for each and every one of us to be able to have our questions answered. Unfortunately, for some of that concern is based in misinformation, which has been spread online. And I think our Surgeon General actually very astutely said, misinformation takes away our power to make informed decisions for our families and for our own families. And so it's really crucial that we address these myths with our patients, with our friends, with our family, and dispel the information that is out there circulating on social media and in other places. You know, I think pediatricians, as are many of you listening who are deeply connected to your communities, are really trusted messengers here. We've been having conversations with patients and families for decades about immunizations and have learned a few things along the way. I think a few pearls that I would share. The most important thing you can do is listen, actively listen to questions folks may have about the vaccine. Listen carefully, acknowledge concerns that people may have in a non-confrontational and respectful way, and then provide clear and consistent information. I think we've also found that taking a proactive approach in discussing vaccines really can help people in their decision to get immunized. If we are confident in the vaccine and our knowledge and respectfully share that understanding and knowledge, it's more likely that others will also agree to get vaccinated. I think it's also, and this isn't necessarily intuitive, but it's also important not to repeat myths or debunked facts about the vaccine and listen to the concerns and then share back accurate facts without repeating the myth, which is a little easier said than done sometimes, but if you avoid repeating the falsehood, you can actually lead to better understanding.